Stephanie, thank you so much for having us out. I'm so glad and thrilled to catch up with you again because there's been a lot going on. But before we get there, I want to get back to where it all started. You know, Philly gal decides to go west. What prompted that move?
Oh, my gosh. I am the youngest of 16 kids out of Philadelphia. My dad was a soft pretzel baker.
Wow.
Yeah, twisted business.
Oh, jeez. Da-ding-ding.
Sorry. So when I turned 18, I took off like a bat out of hell, you know, being the youngest of the 16. And I was actually on my way to Alaska, but I grew up in, my birthday's in January. So I was traveling across country through the southern part
okay.
so I could avoid snow. And I was coming up through California and I ran out of money in Sonoma County.
Jeez. Yeah. So you were the youngest of 16?
Yes.
How old were you before you got your actual first new article of clothing that wasn't a hand-me-down?
16.
16?
Yep. Yep.
Awesome.
I was like bell-bottoms all through the 80s. Yeah.
So you decide to go to Alaska and you run out of money in Sonoma.
Uh-huh.
And you'd never been here before.
Nope. I lived in my car, 1970 Chevy Impala.
Okay. And what year was this?
This was back in 85.
All right.
Yep.
And so was the plan to just, you know, live out of the Impala for a little bit of time and get some money and then continue on to Alaska?
Yes.
And how'd that get derailed?
I grew up a little, got a real job, actually got an apartment, and, one thing led to another, and I ended up developing a career in the distressed hotel industry.
Okay.
So, I just got a real job, start working, and then I met my husband in 94. And he lived here in Calistoga. And so I moved over to Napa Valley and started drinking wine because,
it's what you do.
Yeah, it's what you do over here. And there weren't any distressed hotels. So
Basically 94 was when you kind of dipped your toe in the wine world.
Absolutely.
Just from a consumption standpoint, though.
Yes. Oh, no, actually more than that. So, and it was actually the other way around. I got a job in a winery and that's
okay.
when I started, dipping my toe into the consumption. Well, I guess it wasn't my toe, it was my tongue.
Right. Just took it
into the wine industry.
Dove into the deep end.
Yeah.
And what winery?
I started at Clos Pegase in the tasting room.
And were you smitten with it? Was it just a job?
It was only in the tasting room, and I really knew that there was so much more. I was there for 2 years and the owner called me Sophie. For 2 years. So then I got a job in a little winery down the street and worked my way up through the cellar. Learned through the school of hard knocks mostly
right.
about how to make wine. This one time we marked all the barrels, you know, because you have to mark the barrels like what they are and what vintage and
right.
all that. And we had marked them all in chalk and I was being so efficient and I hosed everything down.
Oh.
And I washed off all the labels of the barrels. But you learn through that and you never make that mistake again. And you
right.
learn about, you know, laminated paper.
That would work.
Yeah.
And then so starting off in the tasting rooms, when did you decide that, hey, I think I might want to try my hand at this?
Well, that 97.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what prompted that?
Being called Sophie for 2 years.
Sophie for 2 years.
So knowing that there was more to wine.
All right. So that's 97. 25 years ago, you've been producing wine now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not your typical wine journey. And now you fast forward to kind of your vineyard selection process, the wine you're after. Walk us through kind of what you're stylistically looking for.
Okay. So I'm going to pat here.
Yep.
Please.
Okay. Anytime you want to pat, you can.
I
will cover it with something else.
Thank you.
You're good in the hood.
I have no idea what he's talking about when he says good in the hood. But
I don't know.
There's the hood. You're good in it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
He gets me.
Audience of one.
I'm digging your jam. Yeah. It reminds me of like the movie Airplane. I speak jive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. June Cleaver.
June Cleaver, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I don't
Cleaver.
Know. I don't know.
Look at me.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah, right?
Perfect.
Aren't those the greatest?
They are.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It'd be better if the set had cooling fans, but that's fine.
A little breeze in my hair.
All right.
Okay, so how do I pick up the vineyard process, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So, I'm a bootstrap winemaker, and I don't have a big company. It's just me. And so when there's a wine I love, and I've always been passionate about Cab Franc and Cabernet Sauvignons from this area, I just kind of put it out there. This is a really great community of winemakers, and everybody helps me out or works together. I got a lot of support. And when I I'm hoping to work with a certain varietal.
Right.
I ask around, and I don't get to contract a big vineyard. I get to handshake a deal and get a ton or so. And they're usually home vineyards or beautiful commercial vineyards. But I'm only working with a very small amount. So I asked for Cabernet Franc, and I worked last year with a vineyard in Pope Valley.
Okay.
But that burned in the year prior, and it was just too far gone to continue. So I asked a few friends, and I found this vineyard, which I'm very excited about.
And I think that's one of the neat things about the industry. But specifically, you've had no contracts in 25 years. It's all been handshakes.
Absolutely.
So your word is gospel, and you take the fruit, you pick the fruit, and Cabernet Franc, why Cabernet Franc? Cabernet Sauvignon, I understand.
Sure.
Where we are. But why Cab Franc?
Well, I think Cab Franc is like, well, it's the parent grape to Cabernet Sauvignon.
True.
So, however long ago, Cabernet Franc was crossed with Sauvignon Blanc to create Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the OG, right?
Yep.
And I don't think it gets presented as beautifully as it can be. I think it kind of just takes a second place to the big Cabernet Sauvignon name, you know? And I want to make a Cabernet Franc sing, and I want to make people aware of it and fall in love with it that
like
haven't had it yet.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So vineyard selection, I know, is very important, and you mentioned family vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
Is organic, sustainability, all of that factor into it?
Sure, absolutely. I live here. I drink the water here. I want sustainable vineyards.
Right.
I support that. Most of my vineyards are organic, but we're not labeled as such because that takes like a whole forest worth of paperwork to gain the organic word on your label. You're going to just have to know me and know that I wouldn't put my name on anything else or work with anything else.
So now 25 years into it, what is case production annually?
Oh, I'm up to 150 cases a year. So I'm going global. One case per country.
And exactly. And what would you like to top out at? I mean, is there a
I'm
grand
good.
Plan, or is it 150
I'm topped
cases?
Out. Yep.
Good.
I sell out of everything I make. I love working with you guys. I have my own friends and family that like the wine, and that's great. I get to work part time at another little winery up in Calistoga.
Right.
So I have like the best of both worlds. What I do is not my job; it's my passion, and it's exactly right. It pays for itself. I make great wine. It all gets double golds at international competitions.
Right.
I mean, if I get bigger than that, then I will lose some control. You know, wine is liquid art, and when you start making posters out of your art form, you lose something.
Well, plus if you become too big, then it's less passion and more job.
Right. That's my point.
Yep.
You said that way better than me. But what he said.
And naming your bottles, how do you name them?
Well, so I'm generally a varietal varietal specific vineyard designated.
Okay.
But every once in a while, I got to kiss up to my family. So I've got a Ben's blend.
Right.
You know, my husband, he thinks he's going to retire on this folly. but it's, and then I did a Sam's pick. So my son Sam, who was 15, I had an opportunity to pick a vineyard on a Tuesday, and he was the only one around, as well as a group from Florida that was in visiting. And they were all there when I got the call that there was a vineyard available the next day. And they all said, "We'll help you, we'll help you." And they all came and helped for like an hour.
Oh, awesome.
Yep. And my son was 15, but I let him drive the truck through the vineyard, you know, hauling the grapes.
Yep.
And so
that ended
Sam's
well.
Pick.
Didn't take out any vines or
no,
anything.
No, but I did get him to help me.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to bribe them where they are.
Yes, exactly.
Outstanding. Should we taste some wine?
Yes, sir.
You are awesome. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.